Mr. Barnes, the car has been, I'll say, almost nearly flawless a few times you've taken it out this year, and then tonight it didn't look quite as flawless as it's been.
No, we kind of joked around about how even when we screw the car up, it doesn't really screw up. Well, tonight we screwed it up. It wasn't good. We just kind of misguessed a little bit, and I almost made a change at the end, and I wish I would have. It would have helped us a lot. We were just way too loose, and I knew the first 10-20 laps of the race, the car was really good fast, and I knew we were going to be done about 30 laps in, and we were. It was just right around after that, so.
I was asking some of these guys, in a 75-lap race like this, sometimes, you know, you kind of bide your time, get yourself within striking distance, and then last 10-15 laps maybe do something, but it seemed like nobody had anything left.
No, I mean, actually, yeah, it's kind of like what we did. We just, we raced a little bit in the beginning, and then we just rode around because, you know, I mean, we were really probably a 7th, 8th place car, and a few guys fell out, had some bad brakes, and we gained some spots. I mean, we were no way a 3rd place car tonight, but that's just part of the game, finish, and, you know, we rolled in the trailer, so we're happy about that.
Learn anything tonight?
Absolutely. We're hearing a lot. You know, it's summer heat's coming on. We got to adjust accordingly, and hopefully 2 weeks we're going to be back to where we were.
Who do you have to thank for your podium finish tonight?
Joey Hawksby, the whole Sorrel Racing team do a great job taking care of this car. Hawk Jr. Chassis, Doug Holmes, Finger Lakes Machine, just gives me great horsepower every week. Can't thank him enough. Scriba Town End, Gaffney's Lawn Care, Mark's Pizzeria, Ferdy's, good times. Everybody that's associated with the car and helps us keep us going.